FM and 1400 AM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
And at 8:56, we're pleased to have with us here on the KVUE Sutherland studio line, Rose Stokes of the LOVE, the Love Group at Emporia State University. Rose, good morning and happy Wednesday to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing all right. How about yourself today?
I'm doing fantastic.
Great. Well, thanks for joining us here today to not only talk about your organization, but also talk about a big activity taking place for the community coming up this weekend. First, though, let's talk about Lead, Organize, Volunteer Emporia, and I guess really what this group is all about.
So, Lead, Organize, Volunteer Emporia, so it consists of me, Rose Stokes, Carly McDougald, Brian Meyer, and Kylie Harmon. We are all communication majors here at Emporia State University, and we're taking a class called Small Group Communications taught by Dr. Jasmine Linneberry, and there's a huge project that is involved in the class, which is how do we help out the community, coming up with an event, doing a fundraiser of some type. Dr. Linneberry chose our groups for us, and so I got the pleasure of being paired up with these three amazing women. And ever since then, it's been fantastic. So we got together, decided on the name Lead, Organize, Volunteer, Emporia, Love. And we are wanting to help out the animal shelter. And we have an event coming up on April 24th.
Okay, so that's coming up here this weekend. Tell us what's going to be taking place.
So what's going to be taking place is donations for the animals, for the Emporia Animal Shelter. So basically, we are going to be showing a movie at 3 o'clock on Sunday, April 24th. So after everyone's out of church and has gotten some lunch, we will be showing a movie. The movie that we are showing is The Secret Life of Pets. At the doors, we will have a couple tables set up where you can make either money donations, preferably $5 or more, and you can also make donations to the animal shelter as well. So,
good deal. What was it about The Secret Life of Pets that that you guys connected with as opposed to maybe some other options that you may have had?
So we had two other options, and we all had We were all just going back and forth. We didn't know exactly what movie to do. We asked, so we decided to go around and ask people what they would prefer. We talked to our instructor. We really looked into it. And then we decided on Secret Life of Pets because, one, we talked to some people, and that's the one that got the most votes. Number two, we flipped a coin.
Boy, you really went after this, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. And then number three, thinking about it more, just the relationship between pets, especially when you bring a new pet home that someone has just adopted, and seeing the little adventures that they go on all together. And then in the end, just knowing that every pet has a good home to go to, and every pet should have that opportunity. So
the Fur and Film Fundraiser, as it's called, is 3 p.m. Sunday at the Emporia Granada Theater. The Secret Life of Pets is the viewing option here for you. What was it about the animal shelter and its mission that really drew you guys to this particular event and to help the animal shelter?
So it started off as a project where we had to, where each person has had to go find two sources of ways that we could help out the community, dealing with like a couple of problems that are going on with it and how we can help. And then after we had presented what we found, we had it all written up on the board, and then we would go up and put our name under each problem. And the one that really drew me in was the animal shelter, because I don't really hear much about them. So I had decided I'll just throw my name up there. And then whoever's name was under there, we got together as a group. And then later on, that determined that we were, all four of us were going to be together. And so we decided, let's help out the animal shelter. So then when we looked more into it, looking at news sources and looking at their Facebook page, we decided that we think that they really need help. And we also know a girl named Casey Rollman, who is a volunteer at the animal shelter. And we had talked to her, and she said, like, we need help. We need donations. We need whatever we can get. So then we decided, you know what, if we're going to be the ones to do it, then let's do it.
Outstanding. So again, the Love Group having the Foreign Film Fundraiser coming up Sunday. Before we let you go here, Rose, talk a little bit more about that small group communications class with Dr. Lena Berry and some of the other lessons that you and the others involved have gained already so far this year.
Oh my goodness, where do I even begin? Dr. Jasmine Linneberry, she's amazing. She is willing to help out wherever we need it. She's willing to sit down with us if we're stuck and say, okay, what can I do to help? She helps us out anywhere from when we were stuck on picking the movie to when we had to make a group contract on how are we going to help, to getting our contract signed to have the Emporia Granada Theater, and then a lot of other things like dealing with group conflict. Although we haven't had any conflict yet, I hope none come up. It's just been a fantastic time, and I would recommend at least taking her class once to anyone.
Good deal. Well, Rose, anything else you wanted to add either about the Love Group or the upcoming Foreign Film Fundraiser for Sunday?
Yes. So we do have a Facebook page. It is called the Foreign Film Fundraiser. And as of about 40 minutes ago, we put up a post for a giveaway. So if you go to our if you get to our Facebook events page, you can scroll down and see that we are doing a giveaway. It's this cute picture of popcorn around The Secret Life of Pets. And if you go in and comment a friend's name saying that you guys are going to go, you will be put in a drawing for some free popcorn. So.
Good deal. Sounds good. Well, Rose, thanks so much for introducing us to the group and also giving us not only information about the class, but also the upcoming fundraiser here, The Secret Life of Pets, on Sunday. And best of luck here for you this weekend.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Have a great day.
You too.
All right, Rose Stokes joining us, talking about the Love Group through Emporia State University, the Fur and Film fundraiser on the calendar for 3 o'clock Sunday at the Emporia Granada Theater.
All right, nicely done. Chuck Samples, KVOE Live and Local. It is 9:02. Good morning.
The Lyon County Highway Department has several job openings ranging from $16 to $19 an hour. Laborers, truck drivers, and equipment operator positions. Truck drivers and equipment operators.